Oh, we have all kinds of nautical topics to talk about in this Great Lakes State today on the Laurie Moore Show. We'll be talking about yet another shipwreck that's been discovered in the Great Lakes, this time this one up in Lake Superior. We'll also talk with the folks over at the Michigan Maritime Museum in South Haven. And right now, time to talk about our harbors. Joining us this morning, Congressman Bill Huizinga from District 2. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Laurie. Good to be with you.
Thank you. You know, all winter long, we heard story after story about the record low water levels in the Great Lakes. Have we improved any since with our rainy spring?
Well, it has come up a little bit, but certainly not enough to alleviate that problem that we're having of not just only shippers, but also recreational harbors and boaters and sailboaters being able to get in and out of harbors and their slips and marinas.
Are there any that are particularly bad?
There's almost all of them.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, that is the problem. You know, when we've seen such a dramatic decrease in the water levels, everybody all the way around Lake Michigan, Lake Huron, virtually everybody is feeling the effects.
I couldn't believe my eyes when I was up in Traverse City this winter. The docks were way up here and the water was way down there.
Yeah, and it's dependent on a couple of things. One of those being ice coverage of Lake Superior to hold off of the evaporation and those kinds of things, making sure that there's enough snow and runoff into Lake Superior. It all starts up there and then flows down into Lake Michigan and Lake Huron and everywhere else.
Now, I understand there's a real backlog of needed dredging here in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, there is. That's not particularly new. There's always been those challenges, which is one of the reasons why we're trying to address that with this legislation. But because of the conditions right now, and obviously dollars have gotten continuing to be getting tighter and tighter. And for example, you know, the earmarks have been disallowed in both the House and the Senate, and that was how oftentimes those things were taken care of, is having some sort of direct earmark. So that's no longer possible, and we've just had sort of this perfect storm of things coming together. And speaking of, we've had storms on the Great Lakes that have brought that issue to bear as well, as we've seen sandbars suddenly form where they hadn't been, and those kinds of things.
What is the impact economically when we are unable to use our harbors to their full capacity?
Oh, it's huge. Anyone who lives along the lakeshore or even anywhere near the lakeshore knows the economic impact that this can have. You know, whether it's recreational or whether it's commercial, our harbors are vital, especially in a lot of these smaller towns. Pickett, from New Buffalo all the way up to Charlevoix, along Lake Michigan on our side of the lake, at least, this has a huge economic impact. We know the same thing over in Wisconsin, Illinois, over on the east side of the state, that Lake Huron and Lake Sinclair, all of them. We all feel that effect. And if we don't do something about this, that will dramatically impact restaurants and stores and all those. Smaller mom-and-pop kind of shops that are very dependent on tourists coming in.
When you write legislation like this, who are you hoping to get the money from? Is the federal government, the state? Where's it going to come from?
Yeah, great question. And there's challenges for all levels of government, local, state, and federal right now. What we're hoping to do with this legislation is tap into an existing fund that shippers, both Great Lakes and ocean-going shippers, pay into. That has been a pot of money that has been raided over the last decades, and all of the money that's been in there hasn't been utilized for harbor maintenance. It's called the Harbor Maintenance Trust Fund, ironically. I think it ought to go for harbor maintenance. I know it's a crazy notion, and something that we don't often deal with here in Washington. But that does make some sense to me. So
we're talking with U.S. Congressman Bill Huizinga about a number of issues this morning. That being the first one. Another big story of late that had people rather riled up is the IRS targeting right-wing groups. But, Bill, now you're looking into possibly another targeting situation?
Well, and I'm not sure that this is quite the same thing that it, the IRS at least appears to have been sort of politically motivated with those groups on the right. Anything that was labeled "quote unquote" patriot or Tea Party, but this one is serious, and it has affected people on the right, people on the left, people on the center, and this is an adoption tax credit. There was an expansion. That made an adoption credit refundable under the Affordable Care Act. And they saw a pretty dramatic expansion of people claiming it. And I can tell you, in my own life, whether it's at school where my kids go and our church that my family goes to, we've had a number of people who have been doing international adoptions, especially Ethiopia, Haiti, a number of other places. And we know the financial costs that these families go through. So what happened is there was a pretty dramatic increase in the number of people claiming this credit, and it flagged through the IRS. And it was really an amazing number of people that were getting tagged for audits and for further review. And that's really raised some red flags for a number of us.
So prove where your kid's from and it's not yours, or what kind of questions are they asking them?
Well, that's what we're trying to find out, is exactly how were they applying all of this. The big challenge was, is here's some figures for you that we know that we're going in. It was 55%. Well, I'm sorry, 69% of all adoption tax credits were audited in 2012. So think of that: 69% of everybody who claimed this were audited, and over 55% resulted in no change to the adoptive family's refund check. So there was no problems there. GAO did a report on this. Said, why were you guys basically saying, why were you guys putting this much time and effort into this? And they were really feeling discouraged. These adoptive families were feeling discouraged, not encouraged to go out and do this. And we just want to ask why. That's the purpose of the letter. There's a group of us that have put together a letter that's going to the Deputy Commissioner for Services and Enforcement in the IRS. Ask some of these questions.
This story is really scary to a lot of people. The whole IRS targeting people. Are there any other groups we should know about? I mean, we heard about the Tea Party and now this. Have we heard any others?
Yeah, but Lord knows we hope not. This is the problem. If we're going to use the levers of government, especially one that is viewed as the hammer, right? I mean, it doesn't matter. Again, left, right, or center, there is no governmental agency that is more feared than the IRS. They can shut you down, literally shut down your business, shut down your bank accounts, shut down your life. When there is even a perception that they're being used as a political weapon, that is very, very bad for everybody.
Oh, boy. So that is this is just a letter that you have sent saying, what are you doing?
Yes, we're asking the IRS to review its auditing policies related to this specific adoption credit, and we're saying, in light of these, obviously in light of the abuses, these other abuses that were happening, we're asking them to look very closely at this annual report that sort of dissects it. And we're asking them to take action on the recommendations to make sure that these families that have been trying to do something good for these kids that desperately need to be adopted, that they not feel harassed and that they not feel like they're being attacked.
We thank you so much for joining us this morning, Bill.
Hey, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
U.S. Congressman Bill Huizinga, he represents the 2nd District of Michigan. It sounds like all of us here in Michigan with the concerns about the Great Lakes and our harbors.